My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, and always a delight to talk to her at the end of the week. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Are you one of those highly educated teabag constituents?
Well, I'll tell you what, that poll might be the most popular poll that anybody has quoted in the last few days, the demographics of the Tea Party movement. And, you know, some of them don't even want Social Security and Medicare to be destroyed. Yeah, those would be the senior citizens.
I don't know. They were always the same. They've just got a label now, right?
So I guess so. And they've kind of like, I don't know exactly what galvanized them. I don't know if it was the events of the bailout or the events of the health care bill, but altogether they seem to be fired up. So we'll see what happens later this year.
And I think they were responsible for electing Scott Brown into the Massachusetts Senate, which is our song today.
I know. And shockingly, Scott Brown didn't show up at the new version of the Boston Tea Party.
You know, he's realized, hey, I'm a senator from Massachusetts. I better drift quickly to the middle here. Is that what he's thinking?
I guess so. Well, you know, basically, he ran as, I'm going to vote against the health care bill. And then, of course, the Democrats figured out a way that he would never get the chance to vote again on the health care bill.
Right.
And now that's basically over, I guess there are other issues that are coming before the country. So,
Well, my main concern with Scott Brown was that he got elected after posing for a centerfold, and I just don't want to see this become a trend in Washington.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of what this song is.
This is almost a public service announcement from the Capitol Steps, is what you're saying.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, y'all. How's everyone doing? Democrats recently lost their supermajority in the Senate. Now, that's a real bummer. But Republicans, that means you don't have to worry about this becoming a country of, you know, gender-neutral, endangered species, stem cell researching freedom haters. So that's good. Now, Democrats, don't panic. Because you still have a majority, that means you don't have to worry about the Republicans paving over the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in order to put on a state-sponsored nativity play starring Ann Coulter as the Virgin Mary. So, hey, win-win, right? But you know what? This takes us back to the story of how the Democrats lost their supermajority in the first place. For that, we gotta go to the state of Massachusetts and the fella that won Ted Kennedy's seat. Let me tell you all a story about a senator they call Scott Brown. He's like a model from Sears Roebuck, likes to drive a great big truck around. Well, the GOP said, Scott, you are so wicked hot, what would you say about a race to replace the Senate seat once held by Teddy Kaye? Well, Mr. Brown said, I'm around, but it's a liberal state and I'd be dead. Once they discovered that I covered just my parts and did a Cosmo spread. The GOP said, don't you see that is the reason why you stand a chance? Because the voters learned from Teddy K that it's okay to drop your pants. So Scott Brown won his election. Now in Washington he looks so hot that every guy down in D.C. says he would like to be like that guy, Scott. Just the other day Al Gore announced that he has had a lifelong dream to drop his clothes and to pose as a centerfold in Field and Stream. Well, if you think about it more, I'm pretty sure on you it's gonna dawn that many senators and congressmen look better if they keep clothes on. But it will happen once again, and John McCain says he'll be seen in all his glory as a centerfold in AARP magazine. Thank you.
You Yeah, Elena, I think most voters would appreciate the respectable approach there that you were advocating at the end. That's a good public service.
It's a general matter that most people look better with clothes on, and that's a good idea.
So, I think so. I think that's probably the way society ought to be operated.
Especially in Washington. That's what Jay Leno always said, politics is showbiz for ugly people. So true.
Oh, it absolutely is. And, of course, the Capitol Steps now promoting your brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. Anything else on the horizon?
No. We're waiting to see the next Supreme Court pick, and hopefully it'll be someone funny.
Okay.
And but other than that, we're plugging away here.
Yeah, supermajorities aren't good for Supreme Court fights because they go relatively smoothly. You didn't get a ton of Sotomayor material.
We did not.
Plus, you know, a lot of things don't rhyme with Sotomayor. So.
That's true. We're hoping for a Bork.
Ah, the good old days.
Nobody cares if you smoke marijuana anymore, right?
That's I know. Yeah, Ginsburg's got to be kicking himself.
Right.
I could have been on the court for 25 years. Anyway, Elena, great to have you with us as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Elena Bye-bye. Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors, at capsteps.com.